All right, Danny, why don't we tell the good folks out there in the internet land what we're doing?
Basically, what we're doing here is taking every tool we've got in the shed, and we've dumped it out on the front lawn, and
we're going to show the neighbors.
We're going to show the neighbors who's boss here. We've got guitars and synths and...
Monitron.
We've got effects, we got some delay, we got some distortion, we're running it through an old boombox.
And we hope to do this on a first Friday in front of everybody when we've got power sitting next to the EF Hobbs big orange truck. In March, if March rains us out, we'll shoot for April. If we get produce thrown at us in April, I think we'll just have to do it either out in front of your apartment or in front of my house until somebody calls the cops. Now we're just going to create some sounds, much like we will be able to recreate on the street, hopefully with the limited equipment that we have. And if we do ever lose power, we will be going to straight double boom boxes. And the sounds that we are making here today are hopefully going to resemble what we can make out on the street. What I'll have to do, I'll have to have the pedal like up on the TV tray so I can easily.
Yeah, that'd be cool though to just like have TV tray set up. We could set up lawn furniture and TV trays, and we'll have a cooler, and we'll look like dudes tailgating. Just
people walk by, you're like, hey, that guy, he's good. No, I'm not gonna talk to him. If you're one of those people, please do not take offense. It's just us messing with you because we have crazy, weird, delay, distortion type toys. I think my working title for this, I was going to call it the bleep experiment.
Yeah.
But I've gotten some feedback from people that I feel like are hipper than me. And I've been told that another idea I had was more fitting, and that would be Robot ICU.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I like it.
Folks, this is literally me bouncing the idea off Danny firsthand because he hasn't heard anything in that regard. I didn't know if it should be that or Kamikaze Atari, even though we don't have the Atari out. Oh man. Well,
wow.
This is awesome that you've been able to sit here and we can record this, and I will get it out for the latest podcast, even though I feel really guilty because it's been months, maybe even a year since we posted that last one.
Yeah, it's
Well,
it's mostly my fault because I don't post to my blog anymore. So it's like,
what
would we talk about? I could sit here and just ask you
questions.
Well,
I was thinking about posting this one thing I saw this guy doing. I mean, you could do
really
that.
Really good idea of stuff that I haven't done yet.
You could have a blog in your head because, honestly, I think that's what we all have.
The blog in my head.
Well, actually, here's my... Okay, well, indulge me then. Here's the latest blog in my head.
All right.
I really want to start a blog, and it's not an original idea, but it could be some original content of advice and quotes and like pop culture stuff to record for my future son.
I like it.
So it's like, okay, I'm still young-ish, and
you're younger than me, Danny.
Potentially cooler than I will be in 15 years when my kids don't think I'm cool. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to be able to convince them. So, and there's this great blog called, it's something like Advice for My Unborn Son. And it's where I got into it. And he'll just, he got a book deal out of it, actually. And he just, you know, he'll get on there and post like just life advice or little snippets or like a Hemingway quote or something like that. And like, along with like a clip or a still shot of just, you know, the culture of like what he grew up with. And it's just like, here's what I was into, what I think a man should be, you know, and just have it all cataloged and recorded. And I really like that idea of, well, here's things that I'm struggling through now and learning. And if I can somehow record those things in an appealing way that my son will read them and go, well, maybe I, you know, won't make the same mistakes. Or if I do, I'll know that my pops went through the same stuff.
It's been, yeah, ground that's been covered in the past.
Right. And so I feel like it's a really cool idea. Because you can include a lot of pop culture references and literature references and just stuff that you're into as long along with, you know, just some good life advice and just kind of some classic, you know, the kind of the real man deal is kind of dying out. It's kind of, and I don't consider myself to be the realest of men, but I consider like those who went before me to be, you know, real guys, and I just want to document some of that stuff.
As opposed to real men of genius.
Right. Real man of genius.
I love those commercials.
Styrofoam cup carrier guy. It's just like they don't, what do you?
I miss them. I mean, do they still make them or do
you
know?
I don't think they do. Those are pretty good ones.
Yeah. I like it, man. Your idea, that's awesome, because anything that advocates time travel, which this would be.
Right. It's like a digital time capsule.
I'm
you know?
A big fan of that. Well, with that being said, and it looks like the time you said you had to head out was about now.
I just talked for the full 7 minutes.
No. That's all right. You had the more important thing to say. I don't know what I would have said. So the thing I will say now is goodbye, dear listener.
And goodbye, sweetheart.